I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. With the change of the calendar comes the activation of new fishing regulations in some parts of West Virginia. We'll talk about them right after this. Changes to the West Virginia fishing regulations for the new year are all included in the 2017 regulations brochure, but to boil it down, there are really just four. First and probably foremost is a creel limit on catfish on the Kanawha and Ohio River, something sought by anglers out of fear that there was being over-harvested and having a negative impact. DNR Warm Water Fisheries Chief Brett Preston.
Those are for flathead catfish. And we had gotten some concern expressed by our staff and by anglers about flathead populations on those rivers. And so we've got a 4 fish per day creel limit, and only one of those can be 35 inches or longer on the Kanawha and the Ohio rivers.
So, Preston says a second change is a new regulation on a popular trout stream.
There's a short section about a 0.2 mile of Seneca Creek at its mouth where it goes into the North Fork of the South Branch up in Pendleton County. So right where Seneca Creek comes into the North Fork and then upstream from the mouth of Seneca Creek for about 0.2 mile is a catch and release trout regulation. Trout Unlimited and some other organizations work to do a stream habitat improvement project there on that really short little section of creek.
Another popular trout stream also getting protection from new regs.
Additionally, we have a catch and release regulation for brook trout on Mill Creek up at Combrabow State Forest in Randolph County. We did some work up there to do habitat improvements in the state forest, and so there's a catch and release regulation for brook trout in the state forest on that on Mill Creek and its tributaries just within the state forest.
And one more small change to note in Wyoming County.
The establishment of a children and class Q fishing area down at in Oceana at Gillian Park on the Clear Fork. So a new special children and class Q fishing area down in Oceana that's that came online this year.
Get out on the water and enjoy fishing in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.